Chapter 1. Top of the Class. Autumn 1941. As soon as I got home from school, Aunt Baba noticed the silver medal dangling from the left breast pocket of my uniform. She was combing her hair in front of the mirror in our room when I rushed in and plopped my school bag down on my bed. "What's that hanging on your dress?" "It's something special that Mother Agnes gave me in front of the whole class this afternoon. She called it an award." My aunt looked thrilled. "So soon? You only started kindergarten 1 week ago. What is it for?" "It's for topping my class this week. When Mother Agnes pinned it on my dress, she said I could wear it for 7 days. Here, this certificate goes with it." I opened my school bag and handed her an envelope as I climbed onto her lap. She opened the envelope and took out the certificate. "Why, it's all written in French or English or some other foreign language. How do you expect me to read this, my precious little treasure?" I knew she was pleased because she was smiling as she hugged me. "One day soon," she continued, "you'll be able to translate all this into Chinese for me. Until then, we'll just write today's date on the envelope and put it away somewhere safe. Go close the door properly and put on the latch so no one will come in." I watched her open her closet door and take out her safe deposit box. She took the key from a gold chain around her neck and placed my certificate underneath her jade bracelet, pearl necklace, and diamond watch, as if my award were also some precious jewel impossible to replace. As she closed the lid, an old photograph fell out. I picked up the faded picture and saw a solemn young man and woman, both dressed in old-fashioned Chinese robes. The man looked rather familiar. "Is this a picture of my father and dead mama?" I asked. "No, this is the wedding picture of your grandparents. Your yeye was 26 and your nainai was only 15. She quickly took the photo from me and locked it in her box. "Do you have a picture of my dead mama?" She avoided my eyes. "No, but I have wedding pictures of your father and stepmother, Niang. You were only 1 year old when they married. Do you want to see them?" "No, I've seen those before. I just want to see one of my own mama. Do I look like her?" Aunt Baba did not reply, but busied herself putting the safe deposit box back into her closet. "After a while," I said, "when did my mama die?" "Your mother came down with a high fever 3 days after you were born. She died when you were 2 weeks old." She hesitated for a moment, then exclaimed suddenly, "How dirty your hands are! Have you been playing in that sandbox at school again? Go wash them at once, then come back and do your homework." I did as I was told. Though I was only 4 years old, I understood I should not ask Aunt Baba too many questions about my dead mama. Big sister once told me, "Aunt Baba and Mama used to be best friends. A long time ago, they worked together in a bank in Shanghai owned by our grand aunt, the youngest sister of grandfather, Yeye. But then Mama died, giving birth to you. If you had not been born, Mama would still be alive. She died because of you. You are bad luck."